1 month after the election, new financial details have emerged regarding the Democratic and Republican national committees and the party's top supporting PACs. Political candidates rely on several funding sources, including official party committees, campaigns, and super PACs. A significant amount of attention has focused on the Harris campaign, which reportedly raised more than $1.4 billion. The Democratic National Committee, DNC, reported nearly $50 million in the bank after the election. Combined with the broader Harris campaign, the DNC and its affiliates had $84 million as of November 25th, following weeks of continued fundraising. Meanwhile, Future Forward, the largest Democratic super PAC, ended the election cycle with nearly $50 million in debt, according to filings reviewed by The Washington Post. The unpaid bills are primarily related to media buys and advertising costs, according to filings. The massive spending from all fundraising entities has come under scrutiny from high-profile Democratic strategists. James Carville, during a recent appearance on the Politics War Room podcast, called for audits of the financial statements. Without complete transparency, the campaign, we think, raised $1.5 billion, Carville said. Okay, we know that Future Forward, the last we saw, was $900 million, so we can assume that they got to $1 billion before the election. That's $2.5 billion. We're going to audit the campaign. We're going to audit Future Forward. We're going to audit the DNC so people can know. On the Republican side, the Republican National Committee and Trump's campaign reported $124 million in cash following the election, according to FEC filings. Billionaire Elon Musk contributed more than $250 million to support Trump and other Republican candidates. Filings state his donations went through the America Super PAC and other affiliated groups.